Turning now to the U.S., a Philadelphia abortionist was found guilty yesterday of murdering three babies during late-term abortions at a clinic serving low-income women. Kermit Gosnell was also convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the case of a woman who died from a drug overdose after going to him for an abortion. Charles Collins reports.
Prosecutors had called Kermit Gosnell's clinic a house of horrors, and now he possibly faces the death penalty after being convicted of murdering three children born alive in his facility.
It was our justice system at its best.
Bernard Smalley was the attorney for the family of Karnamaya Mongar, who died from a drug overdose after going to Gosnell for an abortion. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in her case.
For us, the fact that there was a finding of involuntary manslaughter does help us. It is, in fact, a conviction.
The case put a spotlight on the gruesome practice of late-term abortion and caused a debate in the national media over the reluctance of news organizations to cover the story. The Archbishop of Philadelphia, Charles Chaput, told Vatican Radio last week the media's resistance to cover the story shows the fact that so many involved in the media favor abortion, and they don't want anything to get in the way of it. Jury members will return to court on Tuesday to decide if Gosnell will face the death penalty or life in prison for his crimes. I'm Charles Collins.